This is the fourth episode of the first season of Life in Chinese, Weekly Stories in Slow Mandarin. As a Chinese girl living in California, I tell my stories from me to my times to my generation. Subscribe to this podcast wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. Some special Chinese terms I use throughout the story will be explained at the end in English. You can find a transcript of the story and its translation at lifeinchinese.com. Enjoy!治下的美国学习生活是一种怎样的体验？2021年1月20日，太平洋时间上午9点，拜登的总统加冕仪式正式开始线上直播。这一天，特朗普的总统任期正式结束。2016年的暑假，我第一次来到美国。这是特朗普当选前的最后一个夏天。我参加了纽约大学的暑校，住在曼哈顿西四街的学生公寓。我的室友是密歇根州立大学英语专业的一个美国女生，她当时在纽约实习。我问她，希拉里和特朗普之间她会投票给谁？我一定会投希拉里，我感觉特朗普是不会当选的，她回答我说。说是属校，其实我不过是在纽约玩了3个礼拜而已。上到帝国大厦顶层的时候，其实我并不觉得有多兴奋，可能是因为没有朋友陪伴。于是我在人流之中找了个角落坐了下来，开始看特朗普女儿伊万卡的演讲，忍不住觉得这个人可真有魅力。2年后的夏天，我以学生身份回到美国，特朗普政府臭名昭著的301调查此时已经发布报告，中美贸易摩擦已经处于逐步升级的阶段。我的硕士项目规模非常小，一共只有20人左右，我是唯一的中国人。作为一名在美国学习贸易的学生，我不记得有哪一门课不曾从某个角度对中国的经济情况和中美的贸易关系进行过详尽的讨论。甚至有的时候，我会发现自己一天的课程当中，每一门都在探讨有关中国的问题。我在课上是个十分活跃的人，现在想想自己在学校的很多发言并不成熟，不够全面，也谈不上公允。但我很感激的是，我的同学和教授都很认真地重视了我的想法。在美国学界、政商界和普罗大众对中国的好感度一路走低的时期，他们把我当作来自中国的另一种声音，让他们能够了解中国的 实际情况。特朗普政府愈发复杂严苛的贸易政策，使得政府和企业里贸易相关的工作岗位大幅增加。我的一些同学因此顺利地找到了理想的工作。2020年1月15日，中美第一阶段贸易协定正式签署，但这份贸易协定并没有给中美关系带来任何改观。新冠疫情袭来，特朗普政府对中国的负面情绪到达顶点，不断出台对中国公司或个人不友好的政策。与此同时，美国内部的两党矛盾也随着疫情、民权运动和大选一路飙升。在11月3日总统大选时，将1.6亿美国选民从中一分为二。2021年1月6日，在华盛顿，特朗普支持者向美国国会发起了1814年以来最严重的冲击，但在乔治亚州，民主党却在同一天收获了20年未有之大胜，并由此夺回了对国会的控制。向来暧昧不清又十分极化的美国政治，几乎像是少有的分出了高下。我的许多同事和朋友们在1月19号就开始倒计时，期待着特朗普成为历史。与此同时，从华盛顿到加州首府 Sacramento， 各处戒备森严。人们防范的并不只是这一刻、这一天的冲突，而是心头无法散去的那块阴影。特朗普将永远以第45任美国总统的身份留在历史书中。2020年投票给特朗普的7400万美国人，随时准备着在2024年卷土重来。即使特朗普从此退出总统竞选，过去4年撕裂美国的意识形态之争，却绝不会随着他的离去而烟消云散。
This week we talked about the new president of the United States, Joe Biden. His name is rendered as 拜登 in Chinese, while Trump is transliterated as 特朗普, Hillary Clinton as 希拉里, Ivanka Trump as 伊万卡 in Chinese. 纽约大学 refers to New York University or NYU, and the student apartment I mentioned is located on West 4th Street in Manhattan. My roommate was from Michigan State University, or 密歇根州立大学. I also mentioned 帝国大厦, which is the famous Empire State Building in New York City. 301报告 refers to the Section 301 investigation, or the investigation into China's acts, policies, and practices related to technology transfer,intellectual property, and innovation under Section 301 of the Trade Act of 1974. It was initiated by the Trump administration and was the starting point of the U.S.-China trade war of 2018 to 2020. The U.S.-China Phase 1 deal signed on January 15, 2020 was the trade agreement that temporarily concluded the trade war. As we talked about in the second episode, 新冠疫情 refers to the coronavirus pandemic. 民权运动 in this context, specifically refers to the civil rights movement Black Lives Matter during the summer of 2020. The story mentioned these examples as the major events that deepened the partisan polarization in American politics in 2020. The story mentioned the insurrection initiated by Trump supporters on January 6, 2021 in Capitol Hill, which is considered by some historians as comparable to 1814 when the British troops marched into Washington and set fire to the U.S. Capitol. On the same day, two Democratic candidates won the Senate runoff in Georgia, and the Democrats took over control of the Senate. This was the first time a Democratic candidate won the Senate race in Georgia in 20 years. In Chinese, Washington, D.C. is 华盛顿, and the state of Georgia is 乔治亚州. As you're probably aware, there are great discrepancies between the Chinese and the English ways of talking about numbers. 七千四百万 in Chinese refers to 74 million in English, whereas 1.6 亿 in Chinese refers to 160 million in English. Hope you enjoyed this episode. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast and check out the transcript at lifeinchinese.com. I'll see you next week. Thank you.